Thanks for tuning in to the Veterans Voice podcast. This week on the show, we are proud to share the stories of Jose Reveteriano and Mick Tingstrom, two retired officers who share a deep passion for the rapidly growing sport, pickleball. Rev and Mick take their time to share their emotional journey through transitioning out of the military and struggling to find purpose in the civilian world. Along the way, you'll hear some funny stories about their time serving, as well as some lessons learned during their pursuit of purpose post-service. Our mission statement here on the Veterans Voice is to remind all of you listening that you are not alone. As veterans, we all struggle with the same difficult thoughts, the same frustrations, and the same feelings of being alone. We miss that camaraderie we once had when we wore the uniform and the experiences we shared with our fellow soldiers. But all those thoughts and feelings are exactly what ties us all together as veterans, a community that is growing every day and a community whose voice is needed in America more than ever. On behalf of our host, Paul Watson, director Angie Baker Saunders, and myself, Taylor Chapman, we want to remind you all that as a veteran, your voice matters and you are not alone. Enjoy the episode.
Rev, Mick, again, thank you guys for coming in here today. This is awesome. You know, sports and purpose and everything that we did in the military ties into what you guys are doing now, right?
Right.
And what's great is on the backside of your career, especially that transition, a reason to wake up. And it looks like you guys have found that in pickleball. So I'd love for you guys to, you know, tell the story of what you guys got going on right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, first, thank you for having us mm-hmm. both here. You know, we appreciate it every single time you invite us here. So I'll let Mick go first here. I'll let him lead off, and let's see if I can...
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for the invite. This is a great what you're doing for veterans, and having a voice and being able to tell our stories is awesome. And
we try.
Yeah, I've enjoyed the last year. The last year has been a great run for me. I found a purpose here locally for our veterans and playing the sport of pickleball, which many find it as a joke. But I found as a competitor, and I played every sport, football, basketball, baseball, softball, soccer. I played every one of those competitively. And what I find in pickleball specifically is it's bringing the components of things I love most, which is having fun, competing, getting fit, using our bodies, using our brains, using strategy, and then fellowshipping and connecting with other people. Mm-hmm. And those are the three things that happen in pickleball. And it reminds me of my time in service. It was fun with great, awesome people who are committed to this country and to defending it. Being fit, being active, going out, doing PT, lugging a rucksack, humping a rucksack, jumping out of airplanes.
Don't bring back those memories.
Yeah, I can feel the pain of that still.
Love jumping out of airplanes, hate landing.
Yes, I agree. It's civilian jumping and military mass attacks at night with combat equipment is not fun. With high wind conditions. And so having fun, being fit, and then the connections and the camaraderie amongst our veteran population, that all of those components happen in the sport of pickleball.
Different competition.
But also just getting together on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. I've got veterans who, with a variety of different skill levels, from entry level to advanced, coming together with all kinds of different disabilities, TBI, mm-hmm. PTSD, wheelchair. Yep. I've got people in walkers, and everything in between. Old, young, active duty, retired, medically retired. The thing they look forward to. In fact, I had somebody last week say, when I sent a text out saying, "Are you coming? Are you coming to pickleball tomorrow?" And one of the veterans said, "This is my favorite text of the week." And I look forward to getting it.
Right.
You know, it's hard to find that accountability. Yeah. I think that's a really big portion of this too, when you get these groups, because it's super easy to just get on the couch, get in the bottom of a bottle, and isolate.
Yes.
And just that text, that's you guys reaching out to these people, be like, you know what? I do have something to wake up for tomorrow. So I'm going to put the bottle away and maybe I'll get up a little bit earlier and get warmed up before I go play because I'm going to kick somebody's butt tomorrow.
Yeah. It's just like what, you know, Mick was saying, like your battle buddy. Right?
Yeah.
Right. 100%. So it's just like, and I think that happens way more often. And I don't know if you can attest to this too, Mick, where like it'll be just random stuff. You'll see something on TV and you'd be like, oh, I haven't, hold on real quick. Right. Then, Let me text Oscar. Let me text this. Mm-hmm. Hey, are you going to be in? Oh, yeah, yeah. Same thing, right? Yeah. So it's just basically looking out for each other, right?
100%.
Except now we're meeting on the pickleball. Now we're meeting on the pickleball court. And same thing. You know, we might have breakfast before, coffee after, this and that, you know? So it's just the whole thing. It's the whole experience.
Yeah.
And you're now just hanging out. And I think, you know, it's people that us that understand us, even though every one of us has a different story, every one of us has a different MOS and AFSE kind of. There's a couple of people that you connect more with or whatever, and just like, you know, just like you guys did right before this, you're like, oh yeah, this and this, and oh yeah, who was there? You know, you got automatic credit, you got automatic trust, right? And they're like, now I know I can tell this guy or girl my story, right? And they will understand.
Yeah,
empathy or in the shoes, right? Yeah. And then we help each other out. So.
Yeah. For the last year, I've been hosting these pickleball clinics. The Military Adaptive Court Sports Organization is a 501c3 that provides racquetball, badminton, and pickleball for our veterans, programming across the United States. And so for the last year, they've been helping to fund payment for the court time at Lifetime Fitness, who have been wonderful sponsors and hosts for our pickleball group to go into that world-class facility and have opportunity every week to connect and do what we're doing. One of the things that we've done, so 65, we're at 70 veterans have come through the program in the last year, playing this sport, learning the sport, and connecting with one another. And at the end of each clinic, so we do a 6-week clinic, and at the end of it, we do the surveys to get, hey, how's this, how are you liking this? You want it to continue? And one of the, to Jose, your point, I've got here a couple of quotes I want to share with you. One is, this helped me not self-isolate, get cardio, learn a new activity, connect with my veteran family, and feel good about myself.
That's awesome. And those are all huge things.
Yeah.
I mean, those are all very important because, it's super easy to be alone, super easy to isolate. It's super easy not to get help. Mm-hmm. No matter what level of pain and what level of PTSD, what level of anxiety you have, it's super easy to deal with it on your own. And now you guys are holding everybody accountable that comes out there and saying, hey, come on out and have fun. And that's great. That's awesome. That proves it right there.
Yeah. I'll share a couple more if I may.
Please do.
Here's another quote. This feels like physical therapy, but fun. that's great. Here's one. I feel for the first time since I lost my leg that I can be an athlete again.
Wow. Wow, that's powerful. That's very powerful.
This guy, and that's this from, I know who said this. It's anonymous, these results, but awesome dude. Another one. Turns my brain off from my pain.
Yeah.
Lifts my spirit.
Wow.
So these guys are showing up.
Yep.
They're showing up, and it's life-changing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one thing, I am not a huge pickleball player.
Get you there. Don't test us, so we'll get you there.
I've played a few times, and I love it. It's a lot of fun. And the greatest thing about it, it's not playing football. It's not – you don't need a ton of – equipment. It doesn't cause a lot of pain unless you do it wrong. and there's all sorts of skill levels. I mean, you got all the way to professional for someone coming out there for the first time, and you can link those people up and still have a great time.
Yeah. And I think it was when I said I picked up the sport, and I give my story here in a little bit, but it feels like a sport, but it feels more like a recreational activity, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, I think I was telling someone that it's like you go on a cruise ship, you're chilling, whatever. Like, hey, let's go play, some shuffleboard, right? You're doing your activity together. Everyone has, like Mick said, kind of the same skill level ish, right? Yeah. Unless you got someone who's like a ringer, right? But you know, you're out there and you're like having fun, and then you realize like a couple hours went by. You know, our body moved. Mm-hmm. We're all laughing. mm-hmm. on this and whatever. And I'm telling it, like, everywhere, again, everywhere I went in town, across the nation, you know, my wife is French. Now I've seen it in France. I've seen it in Belgium. Wow. I've seen it in, like, I'm just like, it's
the fastest growing sport in the world today. Yeah.
And just like he said, like, everyone kind of starts with the skill, same skill level. Yeah. It doesn't matter, right? And it's easy, right? A small, like, I was a tennis player in college, played soccer as well, but it's like tennis court, huge, right? Mm-hmm. Small ball, it's bouncing everywhere. It's over, you're chasing balls more than playing, yeah. right?
Yeah. Now especially you got a smaller,
smaller court, right? You got, you know, our paddles here, which are kind of like, you know, for people who don't know, like bigger, like ping pong paddles. And mm-hmm. then you got a ball that's lighter and like a wiffle ball, mm-hmm. right? And what do people like to do, at least in tennis? They're like, oh, I just want to rally back and forth. But now at any age, almost any level, you get to back and forth, right? And it's like, how can, you know, and then they get excited. How many can we get this time? Let's get 5. Let's get 10. What, I mean, you go from like, maybe you didn't want to get out the house, like you said, a 1, a 2, like I got to get my clothes on.
Yeah.
And in 30 minutes, their excitement level is like a 9, as high as you can get, right? Like, let's see if we can do whatever. Who's playing with who now? It's just, I've never seen something that, like, at that fast, at a you know, exponential mm-hmm. rate that you can get them out of, like you said, your head, if you wanted to stay on the couch, if you wanted to try to stay depressed, yeah. if you wanted to be
angry. It's easy to do
even
those
if
things.
You wanted to be there, right? Mm-hmm. It's like you go there and it just goes away. Yeah. It's magical.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
That's amazing. You said something, you know, you can make this a sport or you can make it a hobby. You can make it a, you know, it's an extracurricular activity. That's why I always tell people there's that argument of golf, right? I'm a big golfer.
Yeah.
The argument of golf is golf a sport? Well, I will tell you what I do on the weekends is a hobby. Because yeah. I am no athlete when it comes to golf. I'm out there having a good time, having a couple beers. But it can be a sport. If I really wanted to turn it into a sport, I could go out there and play every single day, practice every single day, and you know, try to get on some tour, which I can't probably never be able to do. But the point is, it kind of seems like the same thing with pickleball, where if you want to make this a sport, you can. It's the fastest growing sport in the world today.
Yeah.
If you want to get to a professional level, there's a possibility, but you don't have to.
Right.
You can keep it a hobby. You can keep it an activity that you go out and just take your mind up and put your mind away for a little while and have a good time with friends and veterans.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Yeah. And the unique thing about the tournament play, right? For a tournament player, you can be a beginner player, mm-hmm. a beginner tournament player, and stay a tournament player your entire life at whatever age bracket. So you can be 80 years old, like my dad, who plays in tournaments, mm-hmm. but he plays at a lower skill level.
Okay.
So he can still have that competition, but he can play at his level of skill, experience, and his whatever his ability is able to play.
Okay.
So that's what's also unique in that you don't have to progress to become this high-level pro.
Mm-hmm.
You can, mm-hmm. or you can maintain what you have. And you know what? You and I are getting to get it on next Saturday in the tournament. But we're beginner players.
Yeah.
Which is totally cool. There's no other sport where you can have.
So it's kind of like a handicap system a little bit.
Yes, exactly. So age and skill level, whether you're an advanced, someone who's been playing for years and is addicted to pickleball and play 6, 5, 6, 7 days a week. My wife told me one time a couple of years back, do you know you play pickleball 10 days in a row? I'm like, no, I didn't know that, but I guess I'll stay home today. And is that what you're saying? Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. And where I saw the difference is, luckily, when I started playing, it was about 2018. And my first story was I guess I'll give my story. So I was going through a divorce, and it was 2017. And it was pretty rough on me. At the same time, I had medical stuff going on at the same time to see if I was going to get medically retired,
yeah.
or separated or retired. They didn't know. Actually, at that time, it was a lot of stuff in the air, a lot of stuff going on. So the first time I actually played, I played with finally they got me a person. I live in a co-housing community right here in town. It's called Casa Verde, right? So we're like a village within a village. And finally, one of our members, he finally got me to play. I was like, fine, I'll go hit some balls, right? And first hit, I was just like, so I got to cover this area? And I'm just like, it's too fun. So then I signed up, just like Mick was saying, signed up for my first, I was like, I'll go play regionals in town. And they're like, what? I didn't even have a paddle yet. So I show up to the tournament. This is what I mean about the community. I show up to the tournament, right? The tournament directors are there. I don't even know what bracket I'm in. I don't know what age. I don't know what skill level I am, right? And she's like, you're on court, whatever. And I'm like, cool. I was like, oh, can I get a paddle? Now, I'm a tennis player. You don't show up too, so without equipment. And they're like, excuse me? So, and then I went out there and I, let's see, I got second at regionals the my first time around. But it's so, it was just player. Like, yeah. You know, from there, I was just like, oh, okay, now I'm sold, mm-hmm. right? But that was the first time to get me, like I said, out of my, I was in funk. Deep depression.
Yeah.
I was, my anxiety, my panic attacks were actually starting to get out of control where I couldn't do my job.
Wow.
Like it, in the Air Force, you know, and that's so forth, whatever.
Same thing that happened to me.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I almost had a heart attack because of my panic attacks.
Yeah. It was like getting pretty bad. And then I had to do a lot of a therapy. And that means multiple, I can go as far as we want, but multiple intakes, multiple inpatients,
be honest about
multiple
it,
outpatients, multiple whatever to get out of my stuff with my, you know, I was just heartbroken.
Yeah.
I was heartbroken that I was, the two things I loved, like as we talk about veterans here, whatever, the two things I loved, you know, like was never get rid of family and never thought that was going to happen. And that's breaking. So at least I have this. And now I might be out of the Air Force. Mm-hmm. So in that regard, at that time, I might start tearing up. So I'm sorry.
Please. We got to be honest about it.
That now the two things that you knew about that you loved, right? Now, I mean, you kind of feel, at least me, I'll just say me rather than you. You know, you kind of feel like an empty shell of a man.
100%.
Right? You're like, my two loves are gone right now. Yeah. What do I do? You pick something up like this and whatever it is, you know? And this was just happened to be, you know, maybe that one person who maybe saw it in my eyes, be like, let me just get them on the court.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, you just need one spark. I always say I'm a coach, I'm a mentor, many different sports, many different things. I'm like, all you need is a spark. All you need is one spark.
A reason to wake
that
up.
That was it. Yeah. Right? All you need is one. You don't know where it's going to come from. So...
That's an amazing story, Rev. Like, you know, it's painful to come in here and tell these stories and get teared up, but that's what this podcast is about. Mm-hmm. It's Veterans Voice.
Yep.
And if we aren't in here telling our stories and being honest about our stories, then we're not the Veterans Voice.
Right.
We are what our stories are. And there's someone out there that's probably listening right now, listening to your words going, oh man, I feel the same way. And maybe that, you know, maybe they'll come out to pickleball or find a different spark or just call a friend, you know. But that's what this podcast is all about, is telling those stories, exactly what you just did right now. And you might have just saved a life.
Yeah.
So it's very, very powerful, very important. We say it in here every episode, purpose, mm-hmm. purpose. You have to have a reason to wake up every morning. Because if you don't have that, it's a lot easier to be like, oh, I don't got anything to do tomorrow. I might as well pour one more drink.
Right.
And the next morning you feel like crap. And you're like, I don't want to do anything. Let alone nothing that I had to do. I don't even want to go for a run now. You know? So yeah, no, please tell your story in here and get emotional. And it's pretty important to me.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem. And I guess from there, and I'm sure we'll share Mick's story too, is from there when I learned deep down that started to get me better, at least also, like I said, I played collegiate levels. I was on the WCAP for the Air Force and whatever.
Oh,
when
nice.
You have all that in your life, right? And you're like, this is what I missed. But I tell you, the change in it was I can be competitive, but I don't want to be that. I was like, I don't want to be that person anymore.
Yeah.
Renewed passion is I'm going to enjoy my sport. I'm not going to worry about rankings. I'm not going to worry about ratings. I'm not going to worry. I'm going to come out here. I'm going to play. And yes, I'm going to try to win.
Yeah.
But I didn't care. I was like, I'm not going to look at those anymore. Hey, what tournament? When are we going to nationals? I was like, that's the difference.
Yeah.
Right? Then guess what happened? The opposite happened. Now that I stopped caring, then it was like, do you want to be a sponsored athlete? He was like, oh, well, like, almost kind of like the girlfriend thing, right? Like, you know what? And then, right? Like, oh, where is this coming from? And then I became sponsored, right?
That's crazy.
It's like the more, but it was really because of the authenticity of what I said. I've done all the competitive stuff before. Now it saved my life, and I just want to play and give back and be social and whatever. And look what's come along with it. Mm-hmm. And along with that, Luckily, USA Pickleball, they made me their assistant regional director, right? I became a sponsored referee. I became, you know, like sponsored by Pick Ninja Sports. Thank you, Pick Ninja Sports. They heard my story. They still picked me up. You know, that attests to them. Operation Veterans Now, which is another veterans group, they picked me up as their athlete and ambassador. They heard my story, you know? So it's not just like, they didn't say like, ooh, that sounds a little too deep. We don't want, they were like, no, we want you because of that.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm a part of all these great groups and this and that, you know, because of this. So therefore, I try to get certified in everything I can and be involved in this city and now our region, which is 7 states, Denver, wherever I can do to help, mix the same way. I know, whatever we can do to help, reach out to us. We will help however you can. I was at his, I was with them yesterday, whatever. Anyone that invites me over, we will do our absolute best. It doesn't matter. Teach, coach, help, direct mini tournaments, whatever you need help with. That's what we're here for.
I'll tell you, one thing you said there was how you getting off the couch and just playing pickleball once has turned into what you've created today, which is huge. You were in the military. You know, the listeners out there, you're in the military, you signed the dotted line. You've been through basic training. You understand rank structure. You understand discipline. You understand all the things that the military has provided us. But when you retire, you're like, well, that purpose is gone. You know, the civilian world's hard, blah, blah, blah. But when you get into something like you just did, it's going to grow. Because we already have all those, that structure that the military gave us.
Yeah.
So it's gonna grow. You get out and have a good job, or you get out and play pickleball, and you can grow it into whatever you want to grow it into, because we already have the base of that. So all of listeners that are sitting on the couch right now, understand that once you get off the couch and once you get into something, you're going to make it the best you can possibly make it. And that's what you've done. And now you have this huge program and you're sponsored, which is crazy. and awesome, and a lot of fun, a sport that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
Yep. And I just want to, like I said, I'm here. Seriously, just here to give back. Mm-hmm. So again, anyone that's listening, you just reach out to me at any time. And I know.
How do they do that? How do they reach out to you guys at this point?
I can give my number. I'll just give it out. So it's 307-631-3158. My name is Jose Revitariano. For those in the military, everyone calls me Rev. If you hear Jose, they're probably civilian. Some people call me Joey as well. Those are the people growing up. So you can reach me out seriously for anything that you want. Tell me your story. If you need a listening ear, if I've kind of been through a little bit of all. I've been the DO, been a commander. Have a lot of, so glad that so many of my airmen still reach out back to me. A lot of my captains now are now commanders and at all these bases. So it's, I mean, they reach out to me too. It's so good that you just made a difference in people's lives.
Yeah.
So just please reach out to me if you need anything at all. Go ahead, Mick.
Yeah. So reach me is micktingstrom@gmail.com.
Medicare Mentors. When it's time to consider your Medicare options, it's time to talk with Medicare Mentors. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark, is veteran-owned, a long-standing Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center partner, and the Veterans Voice podcast channel provider. More than that, they go above and beyond to make sure that when you need them, they are there lending a helping hand. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark, always above and beyond. Visit MedicareMentorsLLC.com for more information.
USAA is proudly celebrating 100 years of serving the military community. It was a group of soldiers who launched USAA in 1922 by joining together to insure each other's vehicles when no one else would. Since then, USAA has grown to more than 13 million members strong. And through it all, one thing has remained. USAA is still serving the military community and their families. Find out more at usaa.com/100.
We're getting involved in veteran pickleball here for the last year. And I did that. I showed up at a clinic hosted by the Military Adapted Court Sports about a little over a year ago. And showed up, me, my dad, it was veterans were invited. And so we showed up and I saw guys in wheelchairs, guys and girls in wheelchairs there. Just wanting to do something.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I felt.
Yeah.
Right? needing purpose. I know there because we've all been there. We take the uniform off. And
take the Superman cape off.
Yeah, and you got all your badges on your uniform, and you got all the respect, and people saluting you, and you've got that discipline and structure, and that's gone. So I think that same feel. I know some people haven't quite found their niche. And a little over a year ago, I was playing pickleball, but I didn't know what I might do or could do or what would open the door for me to give back in a way that I felt that same giving back while I was in the military. That was just there.
Yeah.
It's there. You don't have to create it. You don't need to make it.
And the opportunity's there every day.
But I hadn't found that thing when I came here to Colorado Springs yet, outside of my love for the pickleball and love for my family and trying to interact, you know, get welcomed in and comfortable in this new community here in the Springs. But I found two things. One was I thought I would be a champion for the community for new pickleball courts here in Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. So there's a park built every 10 years in the Springs. And I thought, why not advocate for pickleball courts for everybody? And because I had my own little experience in my own family, and I thought, how cool would it be to give this gift to our local community here in Colorado Springs? So I started championing that, an engagement with the city and with the Pikes Peak Pickleball Association here, which is about 1,000 strong of players and civilians and citizens of here in this community who want to play pickleball. So they provide services for that here in the local community. And I would encourage people to take a look at that. Pikes Peak Pickleball Association.
How do they find that?
Just Google it.
Okay.
PPPA. And I don't know what the cost is a year, but it's minimal.
It's not much, yeah.
It's $35, $40 a year.
Okay.
For just like an annual. Yeah.
But I went to this clinic and I saw, you know what? This is something that somebody needs to step up and not do this one-day clinic, but start something for these guys and gals permanently. And that was my spark.
Yeah.
And so I reached out to the Military Adapted Court Sports and I said, I'm your guy. I'll start a clinic. You help me. I'll be your man. And it became a labor of love. And it started with four veterans, and with my dad's support, who's a veteran as well, and an old SF guy, old.
not white beard old,
like say old three times old.
But he's SF guys, man. They don't stop. And so my dad is out there. He's competing. He's in a retirement 55-plus community. He helped start pickleball in his little community there, playing every single day, teaching every single day, committed, serving his local family there in the community. And then he partnered with me, and we've been doing this for the last year, running these pickleball clinics. And then I turned into, I'm going to advocate and serve. I'm going to go volunteer at the National Veteran Wheelchair Games. So me and my son and my wife, we went up there in Portland, and we were there for a week helping them out. And I helped with the clinics for the pickleball. I helped teach the refs. I helped teach the players, their family members. And it became, wow, look how much we can do. And so that then made me come back to Colorado Springs and want to do it even more, have more passion, more excitement, more energy and enthusiasm. I'm out there trying to change some of the pickleball rules. I'm reaching out to tournament directors. There's been no wheelchair pickleball tournament play in the state of Colorado or across this country outside of once or twice a year in Florida. And I'm like, this is a shame.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna sit around and just continue to watch this.
Not gonna be a bystander.
And so I started reaching out and to tournament directors who haven't done this before, so no fault of their own, but this is new ground. This is groundbreaking for them. And so I partnered with the PPPA last year, and they rolled out the red carpet, and they said, this is great. Great idea. Wheelchair division, you got it. You tell us what you need. And so I started reaching out to my contacts across the state, And we had the first wheelchair divisional play last year here in Colorado Springs.
That's awesome.
We were the first to do it. So this year the plan is to expand and double the size of wheelchair play. So this will be the largest, if we get the numbers, this will be the largest wheelchair pickleball competition in the state of Colorado and probably outside of Florida.
Wow.
Ever. So we've invited and we invited everyone from any contacts I have across the country, and we're inviting them to come play wheelchair singles, wheelchair doubles, wheelchair hybrid, which is also super cool. Hybrid wheelchair play is one player, their partner is a stand-up player,
oh, wow,
and one is a sitting player.
That's cool.
It's awesome.
And it is a lot of fun, which is what these, a lot of times what these wheelchair players, they have to do because they don't have, if you're a veteran out there, and you don't have a lot of wheelchair players around, that's okay. Because yeah, you know what? You show up at a pickleball court, they're welcoming.
Oh, yeah.
Get on the court. Cool. You're welcome there. So let's start playing.
That's awesome.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't. Not just will. I mean, everyone's welcome. That's the thing, too. Mm-hmm. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen, well, I don't know, very, I won't say very few communities. Everyone is welcome. It didn't matter. It didn't matter the age. It doesn't matter gender. Didn't matter what. It didn't matter if you came with what. Doesn't matter if you have your therapy dog right next to you. They're right there, right by the gate. Whatever. Everyone's welcome.
One time I played with my father-in-law, and my father-in-law is in his 70s, and then we played these two ladies that were in their 70s. And we got our butts kicked.
Not surprised.
I didn't win a game the entire morning.
and that's another thing, too. Like this game, if you're not humbled, and it will humble you because you will get your butt kicked in that regard. And I'll go with what Mick said. So I work with Mount Carmel now. I'm part of their transition and employment team. And again, I use my experience with them on what I went through in my transition to help them, and that's why I'm doing the job. So I love helping veterans, right? Mm-hmm. And I just said how much pickleball has helped me. So now Mount Carmel said, we got state games coming up, Colorado State Games. Mount Carmel, we've talked to the bosses, and we will pay for anyone who wants to play state games in pickleball. We will go ahead and sponsor them.
Cool.
So reach out to me, and I was like, and Mick has his crew over here, and when I said that yesterday, everyone's like, in. That was easy. Yeah. That was really, really easy. Yeah. And just to let everyone else know, for Colorado, if you play any other sports too, military get 50% off of any sport you play, right, through the military support program, which is a different program. If you need information on that, just let me know too. So we just want to throw that out there. There's other events coming up too. One at Springs Pickleball, which is for first responders and firemen and armed forces. Please come out to that. We got, I'm already entered myself, me and another friend who's a reservist. And we just want to go out there and support all our vets. And we got a couple of other events coming up. So we're just looking out for just everyone and hopefully veterans. And again, anyone who helps anyone, right? There's only a side note. There's only a few jobs that everyone else is running away from what's going on. There's only a few of us that are running the other direction. That's what I was telling people. There's only very few of us, right?
Yeah.
Military, right? Police, fire department, right? EMTs, everyone's running that way. And you got 1% or whatever less running the way to the, you know, whatever. So we want to, you know, just please thank all those veterans and everyone who has helped. Thank you to, just personal thank you to all the vets too, and my brothers and their families, whatever. So,
yeah, and if you're a veteran out there and you want to come to Colorado Springs, it is beautiful.
Yes.
Hey, so, don't spill the secret. This place is getting full enough.
August 2nd through the 4th is the Colorado Open Pikes Peak or Bus Pickleball Tournament. Mm. And that's where we expect to see 450 players coming into Colorado Springs. And when you're not playing, you get to go to Pikes Peak, the Garden of the Gods, the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum. You got the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, Manitou Springs, the Air Force Academy. Bring your family to the springs. Participate, have fun, play this game. The fees have been reduced for this tournament down to $30 for wheelchair players, specifically wheelchair players, $30.
Wow.
It's nothing.
That's cool.
So get off the couch, start playing, get ready. It doesn't matter if you're a beginner or an advanced player, come on out and have some fun.
That's awesome.
Yep. And I'll just give the dates for, you know, as we're closing up here. So the dates for, it's called the We Love Our Heroes Tournament. This one's at Springs Pickleball. So another shout out to Scott Evans and his team up there who, you know, he owns Springs Pickleball, and he has a great staff, fantastic staff that lets a lot of us, or us meaning programs, just in general, that help out there. So congrats to him and his staff. But they're 17th through the 19th. It's called the We Love Our Heroes Tournament. So it's First Responders and Armed Forces Tournament, Appreciation Tournament. So that's please.
May, correct?
Yeah, May. So unless I got that wrong, May 17th through 19th on that one. The Colorado State Games that we talked about, that is in July. I believe the pickleball is July 17th through 19th, I believe. And again, we're sponsoring, Mount Carmel is going to sponsor any veterans, active duty, veterans, guard, you name it, reserve. And we'll sponsor you and play that tournament and have fun, just like Mick said and everyone else here says. That's awesome. Everyone's smiling, so that's a good sign in here.
And that's
so
great.
And I would like to add a short little story about getting out there and participating. Not only are we encouraging other veterans and connecting with one another, we're inspiring those that are watching.
Yeah.
Just yesterday, I had someone coming off of the pickleball court. A lady pulled me off to the side, and she said, "Are you in charge of these veterans?" And I said, "Yes." "Why?" And she said, "I want to contribute." And I'm like, "Okay, how that's very awfully kind of you. How would you like to do that?" She said, "I am so inspired every week when I see your veterans and how grateful and how thankful I am for all of your service. I want to do something. So can I pay for one of your pickleball sessions?"
What's
awesome. I said, that. Let's talk about that. So that's super cool. But the point is that we still have purpose, not only for what help one another, but to inspire. We're inspiring other people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we don't even know it. And half the time, we're probably not even saying anything, but we have a lot to live for. We have a lot to contribute to this culture, to this generation, no matter where along in the path you are, whether you're currently serving, you're just getting out, or you've been out for decades, it's time to start serving again.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, again, listeners, if you're out there, you're on the couch, you're feeling isolated, you're feeling alone, this is another outlet. I mean, if you listen to us every week, this is one of the big things we're trying to do, is push out resources and outlets for you to get fired up about something again and to share your experience and motivate others to do the same exact thing. So this is just one more outlet you got to help yourself out and help your battle buddies out. So
yeah. Now we're just going to get this office, right? We're going to get you guys out of the office and get you guys on the pickleball court. Whatever.
I'm down.
Now we're going to do some assessment here.
Taylor and I are going to go tear up the world.
Taylor's waiting. He's begging. So.
Colorado Computer Support. Imagine never having to worry about your information systems ever again. Colorado Computer Support, the exclusive Veterans Voice technology partner meeting all of our computing needs. Colorado Computer Support is veteran-owned. They're your team for innovative, collaborative IT services and solutions to enhance and support your Colorado business. When you need IT services to keep your business going, make sure the Colorado Computer Support team is on your team. Call 719-355-2440. To learn more, that's 719-355-2440.
The Veterans Voice is sponsored in part by Optum and is produced in the Optum Podcast Studio. Optum and Mountain View Medical Group offer 15 clinics throughout the Pikes Peak region. Their primary and specialty care doctors provide quality, patient-centered care backed by Optum's industry-leading health services and technology. They're dedicated to helping our community live healthier while keeping care affordable. Visit optum.com/Colorado to learn more and schedule your appointment today.
give me guys a little bit of your guys' military background, just so the listeners understand that where you're coming from and again to connect with these guys.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, so I come from a military family. My dad was in the service, a Vietnam vet, then got out. He had a tough time, I think, as many did during that time.
Oh, wow.
So many got out. Then he restarted his service. He was an artillery and a forward observer in Vietnam. And then he got out after a little while, said, you know what, I miss it. And he came back in as a Special Forces officer. Went to the Q course, Ranger school, and served for, I think, 26, 28 years, something like that. I saw what he did. He'd leave. He'd have a great time jumping out of planes, having fun on the weekends. And I was inspired and always had great respect for him. And I had no idea what I was doing when I was going to graduate. But ended up going to college and then branched infantry, early commission, and was on an SF detachment out of a 12th group in Fort Lewis, Washington.
Oh, wow.
from, I think, 87 to 89. And then I got on active duty as an intel officer. Served 24 years active duty service. Served all over the world. Spent a year, my first year, with an infantry battalion on the DMZ in Korea.
Cool.
Which, awesome. That was fun. And before I went, I already had my Ranger tab. I was a senior parachutist. So all those infantry guys who said intel weenies are suck. But I'm like, I can shoot, move, and communicate just like you, but I got a brain. So, nice. But had a lot of fun. Great group of guys, cut my teeth in active duty. And then spent a lot of time between infantry battalions in the field, you know, grinding there, to national level agencies, NSA, National Geospatial Agency, worked for the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, in Germany. A couple deployments to Afghanistan. Deployed to Haiti. Deployed to the Balkans during the Balkan crisis. Got to see the world, but most importantly, just served with amazing, great Americans, and loved it, miss it, but glad I'm done with it.
Yeah, for sure. Not a lot of people that join the military get that opportunity to travel the world. You know, that's in I feel personally, because, you know, stationed in Germany, I've served in, I think, 22 countries.
Nice.
And it just changes you as a human, getting that yeah. culture, seeing the cultures all over the world. So that's awesome. Sounds like a really cool career.
Yeah. And I do want to give a shout out to two more people. And that's my brothers. I've got two brothers, older brother, Pete, the special operator, was in the unit for many, many years, spent an incredible amount of time deployed. And he's paid the price.
Yeah.
So he's seen some stuff and struggled. And so he's grinding through life. He's gotten therapy. He's recovered. He is serving like nobody I know in the special forces and special ops community outside. And now he's retired. But his body's paid the toll of a lot of assessment. A lot of getting to the levels that he got in his career, which is the cream of the crop.
It is.
And so I do want to give a shout out to Pete Tingstrom, who is also the Special Forces Association president out in Hawaii, and will be the national president, I think, in this next coming year.
Wow.
He's currently planning for the SF community a cruise, I think they're going out later this year.
Yep.
Pete, my brother's in charge of that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
I've heard his name. I've definitely heard his name before.
He's on fire for this community. He serves like nobody I know, continues to, for our veterans, specifically for the special operations community. Very passionate and just really proud of him. And then I've got a younger brother, Jason Tingstrom, who is a aviator, Air Force guy. Out in Japan, he's a former special ops guy who worked with the special ops guys out at Fort Bragg on the Air Force side. And he's just a great American as well. So I'm really proud of my brothers, both in my family and outside my family.
Well, it sounds like your lineage is pretty strong through everything you've been through, your brothers and your dad. You know, I want to thank your whole family for what your family has done for this country. That's pretty amazing.
Thank you.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Tell me about your background.
Sure. So I come from a military family as well. So my mom's side, my grandfather, his name's Felix Ugarte. He was a World War II vet, got Bronze Star there. He was pretty much only, we have a few other people that served on that side as well. And then on my dad served, which is, he's the one who got me into the Air Force, or, you know. He did 2 years in Nam, or two tours. He signed up for the second one, so you know us Revitarianos are crazy already. Why would you sign up? Why would you go there purposely, whatever? But his three brothers as well, so they're all from Pueblo, right? And in one time, there's a paper article that they all went to a different branch. So it shows all four brothers in all their uniforms at one time.
Oh, that's cool.
And I think three of them went to Nam. Wow. At the same time. So it was kind of lucky that they all got back, which now I'm going to go to the mental health part. With that said, all came back with issues, especially during that time when we did not
treat our veterans
and whatever, you know, not until later. Did my dad realize that he had Agent Orange and had to go through X and Y and Z, which they probably had as well. But by that time, they were already out and so forth.
Yeah.
So that's kind of military background for my family. So thank you to my family for serving. And then my dad is the one that I was a pre-med guy. I was on tennis scholarship. And I came back to California, where I'm originally from. And when I realized, I won't say realized, when I said, I might not want to go into medicine, and I just wanted to help people too. My dad was like, you can become an officer. Now, I didn't even know what that meant. I'm telling you, when you don't even know that, you're like, I don't know what you're talking about, Dad. He's like, you'll become the first officer of the family. I'm like, I don't even, again. Like, so he's the one who helped me. He helped me do my OTS package and so forth, whatever. So I finally got in 2002, got into it, and I picked space and missiles. And so that's my background. I'm a 13S, my AFSC or MOS, and did my missile time over at Cheyenne. Great time, 2003, 2007. And then I became a space guy, and I did my GPS guy by trade. But then went over to Air Force Space Command headquarters, did some space control stuff, a whole bunch of space stuff, And then I started to go into the... to a little bit of mixed world there, became a three-letter agency myself, and did all that squirrely stuff, which is really fun. Yeah. And that'll open your eyes real quick on what we're really doing in the world. So thank you to all people who do stuff that is not shown on TV that actually saves lives. Thank you. That's all I can say about that. Yeah. And then luckily, because I kept my sports background and on my side, right, my second job was I kept all my certifications and kept my rankings up in my sports. So my last job was with the Air Force Academy in the athletic department.
Oh, great.
So they were like, how'd you get that? Whatever. I'm like, don't tell. Right? But then I was able to go over there and help them on the athletic department side. And that's where I ended my career, over at the Academy. So I was stationed on every base, and now I guess fort as well, here in Colorado Springs. I love this area. Love
that's
it.
Cool.
I love it. Love staying. They said, are you going anywhere else? Now that you're, no, I'm not. I'm staying here in Colorado Springs, and I love being outside. I love physical activity. I love the people, right? I'm not leaving my brothers here, so.
That's awesome. Well, thank you guys both for your service and your family's service. It's pretty amazing. Long lineage sitting in front of me here, so that's pretty cool.
You're listening to The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA in partnership with Optum, Medicare Mentors, Colorado Computer Support, and the Wirenut Home Services.
Hey, we're going to come up to my favorite part of the show.
Yeah.
I warned you guys beforehand, so hopefully you got one in the chamber. But tell me a story. Tell me a story. It can be funny. It can be sad. It can tie into the pickleball, what we've been talking about. But we want to try to connect with the listeners.
Right. Let's see. Mickey, you got one off the top of your head?
You go first.
I'm gonna go first on this one.
I was going to ask, is that true that the Air Force has assignments at the Air Force Academy? That's an assignment?
Right. Oh, yeah. It's usually like 05 and above, too.
Is that a hardship tour for the Air Force or what?
It is a hardship tour. I told him I'd take it. I was like, I'll take one for the team.
Hardship.
Exactly. Yeah, so I think one of my funny stories, like I said, is that I showed up that tournament the first time I played at regionals, right? And without a paddle. By the way, nobody does that. Like, you ask me, like, nobody does that. That's just ridiculous, right?
If you want to show up as a veteran out here.
Right, oh, maybe, yeah, right?
Player will have like four paddles, so you're fine. Just look around. Somebody will give you a paddle.
Yeah, so luckily the tournament director gave me like one of their like eight, like even with me, I got the like three paddles on me right now. So, but you know, it was cool. She let me play. I somehow meddled, you know, or whatever, and didn't know the game well. But then we met the number one senior pro is here in Colorado Springs. Very, very good friend of both of ours, right? His name is Scott Moore. So when we talked about, so after I was playing, I was like, maybe I didn't win because of my paddle. Does that not sound like a pickleball player? Before I was even a pickleball player, right? So I was just like, what's going on? So, you know, they have the whatever. And I said, like, I give her paddle back and I'm like, hey, where can I purchase one? And she's like, obviously we got whatever. And she's like, go to Scott. He was selling some of his paddles. So I went over there and I said, like, hey, I'd like to buy a paddle. He's like, well, and I was like, this is my first tournament. So he showed me a paddle. I'm like, no. And I went mixed style. I'm like, you're going to give me an advanced paddle because I know I'm going to be playing. Right. So yeah, I bought a paddle from him. And when I got sponsored, right, I came back to him and I was like, do you remember this? And he, you know, he's probably seen a trizillion people. And I'm like, no. And I was like, the first paddle I've ever bought was from you, Scott. So I made it. So I was like, you're my friend, but I'm going to make you sign it and I'm going to put it on my fridge. So it's there still. I always remind him of it, whatever. Like, hey, look what I still got when I need some luck or this and that, whatever. But that's kind of like the small community we have.
Yeah.
That, and the funny stories about that is that in these tournaments, pros, I mean, I've got to play the third up in Wyoming, out of all places in Laramie, right? It's like, you're playing who are you playing? And I'm like, you know, Riley Newman. And he's like, he's ranked third in the world. I'm like, yeah, these tournaments, you get to play against those guys.
Wow.
If you're competitive enough, right? And then you get to hang out with them afterwards.
That's cool.
You know, and it's that, like, that small, just like I said, runners, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they're on the line with you, and you can be like, hey, Meb, hey. Yeah. Awesome, I'm in this race with you, right? I'm not going to be at your pace, obviously. But whatever.
Yeah, that's not me.
But afterwards, you just get to hang out with them every level. And I mean, I don't know how many stories.
Yeah, I'm just going to tag on a story, here. So this is a local story here in Colorado Springs. And I've told this to the board of Parks and Rec last year. So my son, who is just, he's 15, he started picking up pickleball. You know, he's playing football. He's played 2 years of varsity football. So this isn't, you know, old people's sport. This is also young people's sport. Yeah. They got teenagers. If you go out there, it's the 20-somethings that are the fastest growing demographic.
Really?
Yes. And that's just not just here locally, but across the country. So young people, young veterans, get out there, play ball. But so my son signed up for a tournament here at Springs Pickleball last year, early last year. And I looked at who had signed up to play singles, playing against each other, 3-0, which is the lower level. And the demographics the age went from 15 to 71.
Wow.
That's the age, not competing in the same tournament, but competing against each other. And the guy who won that was a 36-year-old former MLB, Major League Baseball player.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Who's playing pickleball. But he's new, he's playing singles. And what sport can you be playing? Can your son or your teenage daughter be playing with a former pro athlete?
Wow.
And also last year, another story, I went out there. I got invited to play at Bear Creek, which is right down the street.
Yep.
And so I'm out there. I'm playing, introductions. And one of the guys there was named Rick. And I go home and I get a text from Rick. And he says, hey, what was your name? And I said, Mick. And I said, what is your name, Rick? I'm Mick Tingstrom. And I said, what's your name? And he said, Rick Barry. And I said, Rick Barry? the Rick Barry, like the one of the best basketball players of all time. Yeah, that Rick Barry. And so here I am, here locally, just get invited to go play pickleball one day. And I'm playing with one of the best NBA basketball players of all time.
One of my buddies lives like right next door to him. He gets stuff from him all the time. He always shows up. He's like, you want this basketball?
So that's the kind of stuff that happens cool. in this sport. And the opportunities that the doors that open, which make this fun. So again, for veterans who have, whether it's for yourself or your own family, get out there as a family. Do an activity that you can do with moms and dads, grandparents, teens. And what's cool
about—
You don't have to, I've got someone that's in a walker and she started last year. When she started playing, she could play for literally 2 or 3 minutes at a time, 5 minutes max.
Yeah.
Now she's playing 15 minutes at a time. So she's tripled her cardio to be able to get out there and play pickleball. She's a veteran, awesome lady.
That's really cool.
And so I've got a million stories I could tell about this. But.
Well, gentlemen, again, thank you guys for coming in. Thank you for what you're doing for the veteran community, for the Colorado Springs community, and throughout the country. This is really important, what you guys are doing. And I will reiterate this to the listeners. If you're sitting on the couch, if you're down about yourself, needing a purpose in life, here's another outlet, guys. And we're going to keep on pushing these every week. You got to pick one or pick all of them. I don't care. But last thing we need is all these veterans sitting on the couch and bottom bottle. So come on out. Plug it one more time. What I need contacts or whatever, however you guys want to plug it.
MickTingstrom@gmail.com. That's M-I-C-K. Last name is Tingstrom. T-I-N-G-S-T-R-O-M, as in Mike, @gmail.com.
Yep. And I'll just give my email too. So it'll be Revitariano, that's my last name. So it's Romeo Echo Victor, Echo Tango, Echo Romeo, India Alpha, November Oscar @hotmail.com. So you can please reach out to Make Our Eye about literally about anything, any question about anything from any perspective. And we want to thank you guys again for having us out here.
Yeah,
every time coming, this is the easy, this is the joyful part right here.
Oh, we love it. Yeah, this is a great time,
and we're
helping people too. Yeah, so it's great. And you don't have to be local to the Springs, listeners. You can be. They have all resources across the country, and even you said a little international too. So you don't have to be here in the Colorado Springs area. You can be anywhere. Just reach out, make the phone call. Make the first phone call, whether it's a first or whatever, get off the couch and get yourself better and come out and hang out with veterans. So thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's great stuff.
Yeah. Thank you for what you guys do.
You've been listening to The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA. Veteran's Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and originates from the Optum Podcast Studio, located on the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center campus in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The podcast channel is provided by Medicare Mentors. Computing power is provided by technology partner Colorado Computer Support. Additional funding is provided by supporting partner the Wirenut Home Services. Veterans Voice airs on flagship station KRDL News Radio Sundays at 7:30 a.m. The podcast publishes Saturday at 8 a.m. and is available on all your favorite podcast apps.